This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. RTD is restoring some bus and train service today that was cut at the beginning of the pandemic. That includes a handful of express bus lines to downtown Denver. But some passengers are worried RTD isn't bringing back enough service for bus service to be reliable. Corey Nelson used to ride the P bus from Parker to Denver.
When I first moved to Parker, we had some 12 buses every day back and forth. Then they cut us down to 8, and now they want to cut us down to 3.
RTD says its ridership is still about half of pre-pandemic levels. It also says it doesn't yet have enough bus drivers and money to fully restore service. The highway that winds drivers up to the summit of Mount Evans will close for the season on Tuesday. Mount Evans Scenic Byway climbs above 14,000 feet, and that elevation comes with volatile conditions. Some parts of Colorado's high country have already had snow, and winter weather is not uncommon for Mount Evans around this time of year. The road typically reopens in the spring around Memorial Day. People hoping to visit the summit before it closes need a reservation. A body was recovered from deep in a pond behind the dam at Two Buttes Reservoir State Wildlife Area late Thursday night. Colorado Parks and Wildlife searched for 4 days for a missing camper from Broomfield. The Buckeye County Coroner's Office will release the name of the victim as well as the cause of death. If a drowning is confirmed, it would be the 17th recreational drowning in Colorado this year. This is CPR and KRCC.